While every head is bowed, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for the testimony of the faithfulness of God. Thank you, God, that your vessels, Lord, are so precious to you. Thank you, God, that you have called us out of every kindred and tongue and nation. God, out of everything, Lord, your love cannot be stopped. Your faithfulness goes on and on. Lord, thank you that when we believe not, you abide faithful. Thank you, God, that you will in no wise cast us out. Thank you, God, that you came to save the lost and the lowly. God, that you are seeking the ones that were despised and rejected. God, thank you that not many mighty, not many wise. Lord, thank you for the grace of God. The Lord, we just stand in awe of the testimony of you. God, thank you that lives are becoming more and more transparent. That it is not about us, that it is about magnifying the beautiful Lamb of God. Lord, when we give praise and we give honor and we give thanks, the sincerity that your grace is bringing to these vessels, Lord, let us just give you thanks again for that. Lord, knowing this is you and your workmanship, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, we're coming to a time in this meeting that we have today, that, Lord, we just ask more of you. God, it's the word of your grace that does build us up and give us that inheritance among all them also that are sanctified. God, help us to receive it. Lord, let us ask you for the grace to open our hearts today. Lord, thank you for this precious time. Thank you for the beautiful, lovely. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Let's open our Bibles today to Acts chapter 18. And the Lord has laid upon my heart this morning to rejoice in our brother Apollos. What a sweet, precious vessel, and what a testimony that I believe God was going to bring forth and encourage our hearts with this morning. But in the 18th chapter of Acts, reading from the 24th verse, "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly." Now, I'll tell you what, by God's grace, what incredible things to have said about you. As we've just read about Apollos here, he was reared up in Alexandria. What's meaningful about that, what God is bringing forth here, is that was a place where there was a lot of teaching. The religious hub, if it would be. The seminary presence was mighty there. This was a man from a place like that, who was mighty in scripture. He was eloquent in speech. He was refined. He was popular. He was respected. Wondrous stuff. Incredible. But as with the Lord always, don't miss the best part. Don't miss, my goodness, the most mighty thing about this man in the 26th verse. And praise be to God, his greatest quality, the greatest attribute that the Lord graced him with, humility. Humility. He was not a proud man. Now, I want you to think about this. This was a man that was so gifted. As it says here, this was a man knowing of Scripture, esteemed, eloquent. Yet he humbled himself to be taken to the wayside by a strange little couple. You go back earlier on in this chapter of Acts 18 and you'll find out what a strange little couple it was. See, God had a strange little appointment for them with a strange little Jew named Paul. And it just so happened how God does these things that Paul, a tent maker, needed a place to abide. And so God had it, can you imagine, before ordained. Well, I've got a little couple that happens to be tent makers too. So we'll just bring you on in together and I'm going to pour on the grace of God. Isn't that pretty much how he brought all of us tent makers here today? Oh, tent makers out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. He brought us into this place, didn't he? Isn't it beautiful how he did it? So different, yet one in Christ. How incredible. How beautiful. Christ in you. Christ in me. Christ in us. The hope of glory. Now, he was taken by the wayside by this strange little couple. And this couple, unknown to most, but I'll tell you what, they were sure known to God. Because God had them holed up with old Apostle Paul for at least a year and a half. And you know Paul and the spirit that was with him. He wasn't going to withhold a thing. So I'm going to tell you something. That little couple had intense training in the grace and glory doctrine. They had a heart for God. And praise be to God, they waited on the Lord to have the Lord appoint the time when they would go visit and give out that goodly pearl message, didn't they? They weren't just out there on every street corner on a block shouting it out. They were listening to God. And they had an ear for the Spirit. And praise be to God how the Holy Ghost, listen to this, the Holy Ghost led them and gave them that opportunity upon the Lord's appointed time to give out the grace and glory message. Now, they took him aside. They were unknown to most. They had no big congregation. I was thinking, I think the church that name that was on their church was probably known as the church at my house. You got church at your house? I hope you do. Praise be to God. But see, he had a heart to submit and listen to God's word. And you see, when they heard him speak, they knew these things. God had given them that encouragement that this was a man that had full potential. This was a man, praise God, that was fervent about the things of God. This was a man, I want you to go and expound the depths of the gospel of Christ to. Because see, they could hear him speak, even though he could speak fervently, even though he could draw a great crowd, even though he knew the scriptures, he did not know the more perfect way. He did not know Paul's gospel. How clear and evident could it be? Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord wants us to have again and again throughout the Word of God. But I love this little portion of Scripture. And just read it. And let the Spirit anoint it in your life. And you'll know what this is about. The mark for the prize. For the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Now, the beautiful thing here is they expounded him the gospel of Paul. They gave him, praise God, the more perfect way. And that perfect way means thoroughly, completely. It's the doctrine, how wonderful, filled with all the fullness of God. But praise the Lord, what happened here was that this brother, Apollos, was willing to be corrected. I pray God we're willing to be corrected. I pray God if we'll endure his chastening, It says in the word that he dealeth with us as sons. Now, Apollos was humble enough to keep pride out. As the word of the Lord says in Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Praise be to God. Oh, I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. If God has graced you to thrill in this doctrine, praise the Lord, grace has made you humble. I know I'm preaching to humble ones, because you know that this has to be God's work. You know that you are His workmanship. You know that you have to be corrected always, because you know within you lies no good thing in my flesh, but God in His mercy and His grace, hallelujah, causing me to step aside and watch the new man reign. Yes, that's what it is. I thank the Lord. It's the most amazing transformation there ever will be, is the transformation of the sons of God. But see, even though he was eloquent, esteemed by man, he received teaching from simple, obscure, unknown, forgotten tent makers. Yeah. Praise the Lord. It's okay. We're aliens. That's what the word of the Lord says. And the more you go on with the things of God, he separates you. People will separate themselves from you. You don't have to do it. God just does it. The word of the Lord, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it does divide. It separates you unto God. Hallelujah. You see, when Priscilla and Aquila expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly, Apollos didn't stop them and say, "Now wait a second. Do you know who I am? Do you know where I'm from? Do you know what seminary I went to? Do you know what tapes and college this and whatever that I have been to? Do you know what church I've been a member of for how many years?" You got to think of who we're talking about here and who is giving him the word of the Lord here. No, not Apollos. Brothers and sisters, God is looking for ones like him. And see, I love the name Apollos. It means destroyer, actually conqueror. I love to think of it as full overcomer. And that overcoming is overcoming self. By God's grace, understanding so sweetly that, Lord, again, this is your work. That, Lord, I am nothing, but you are everything. That, Lord, my identity, everything is you. I love being stripped of that. Don't you? Don't you love Christ in you? Don't you love that the grace of God allows Christ to be magnified in you? Don't you love to go to bed at night and thinking and praising God for Christ in you? I thank God for that. And it's increasing more and more and more the reality of what this all is as you look into the scripture and you see this world doing exactly what God said that they would do. And that's why I encourage people, don't get caught up into that. Don't get caught up into causes and the political scene and all of these different things. Don't do that. That will just distract you. Trust God that he puts up whom he will and down whom he will. Trust God that you're supposed to pray for all of those that are in authority. Get over self and get into the peace and rest of God. It's so beautiful. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we are seated right now in the heavens in Christ. I'm a figment in a lot of ways of your imagination. If I'm seated there, I want to live there. I want that kind of vision. I want to enjoy that. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to enjoy it. Come on. That's why his wife hath made herself ready. Yeah. God help us to get crazy about the gospel of Christ. It's time. But see, God is looking for ones like Apollos. And I'm talking about pliable ones. Ones with a contrite spirit, the word of the Lord tells us. Ones that will to know the will of God. I'm not talking about ones that want to be seen as religious. I'm not talking about, I want you to see my testimony. I know that as I yield to God and as God takes this life, it will have the most brilliant testimony. I don't have to worry about it. It is what it is. It will be. It's just like I say often about that little saying, what would Jesus do? If I have to think about in my life, what would Jesus do? It's too late. He lives in me. Amen? He said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. It didn't say, think about what Jesus' mind is thinking about. Too late. Faith. Faith, and here's his mind. And praise be to God, Lord, fill me with all the fullness of it. But you see, pliable ones, ones that will allow the Lord to mold them and make them after his perfect will, receiving the grace of God to trust the love of God in your life, those are the ones that God molds and makes after all his perfect and complete will. Just like Apollos here. And it doesn't end with him, praise be to God. It's just another testimony of the faithfulness of God. And praise God for what his word and the word of his grace does in any life. But how rare it is to find such special character that you see right here in Apollos. And I'm talking about the special character to admit that you need to be corrected. That you need to be corrected, and then you receive the correction and you change, and then you receive the grace in that change to stay with it. Praise God. And to stay with truth, and not to veer from it or sway. Not to say, well, I'm uncomfortable now, so I need to move over here or over there. As the word of the Lord says about those four living ones, whether you call them cherubim, seraphim, they have straight feet. They move one way with him. Boom. They don't veer from the truth. Don't care what's going on. Let me tell you something, whirlwinds, lightnings, winds, whatever it be, they just keep going on. Hallelujah. And this, again, is this Apollos? You have to think about. I'm sure he had contemporaries. What are you doing? You've got so much potential. You could have this and this and this, and you're listening to them? No, it's not them that he was listening to. He's listening to the word of the Lord. So you got to quit listening to them and get an ear for God. And it's in his word, brothers and sisters. And it's so absolutely marvelous to admit that we need to be corrected, to change and to stay with the truth and go on to the more perfect way, which is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, brothers and sisters, it's often not just selfishness and vainglory. And I'll repeat that again. It's not just selfishness and vainglory that keep us away from the truth. It can even be things that appear good. My heritage. I'm speaking to one. See, he's brought us out of these things. Well, that's the way that I grew up. This is what I know. How much could have Apollos said that? How much could he have sat there and say, well, wait a second, you know, this is what God did in my life. This is the family that I was brought up in. This is what we believe, and this is how we do it, and this is the city I was in, and I was with these great thinkers, so I'm not going to change, and this is the way. Do you believe the word of God? Do you? Examine it to see if it's so. Examine the truth. Praise God. Read the word of God. Don't just go in somewhere and have somebody tell you something. The Berean saints, Paul appreciated them so because they searched the scriptures to see if these things were so. It wasn't just open up and I'm going to take in whatever you're going to say. This is yours. This is so intimate, brothers and sisters. This is our message. God has called me to preach this word, but it's yours. And you need to know it. This is your birthright. This is what you're growing up into. Hallelujah. As children of the King, we are lords of all, it says in Galatians 4:1. But he encourages us, if we don't grow up, you're not going to know anything more in that kingdom than as a servant would know. And he wants you to own it all and enjoy it all and come into all of it. Now, I was thinking about how these excuses that people give about their upbringing or this is what I've been in all of my life that can hinder us from knowing the word of the Lord. You know, most people I know that are in certain denominations, they don't even know what their church believes. They just go. They don't even know what their pastors believe. Well, he's a good guy. Oh, he speaks mightily. That was Apollos. But Apollos knew and was corrected of the word of God. If he kept preaching only that message, he would be robbing the people of God's very best. Even though he was a man that knew the scriptures, even though he was a man that loved God, if he would have just stayed with that, he would have only robbed himself. He would have been robbing the people that he thought he was doing good. Amen, amen. We're graced because of the grace that brought you the humility. I don't know what we've come out of or come into or whatever it may be, but I know where we are right now. And praise be to God. He's giving you the whole counsel of God if you want it. We are in the last times, but he hasn't come yet. And yes, he will have a bride, and she is coming out of the family of God. We rejoice in these things. But this is a gospel and this is a message. And I want you to think of it like this because this is what it is. It's your proposal. And I'll tell you what, when I proposed to my wife, if I didn't see her face looking at me and just absolutely thrilled, and it wasn't all about me, but I'm telling you, it was all about the love. You know, here I am down and I'm proposing like this, and, you know, and she's looking off over here and over there. Something's gone wrong. It's not time. It's time. It's time to behold the Lamb. Eyes are fixed. And you're only going to see that as Brother Apollos saw it with Paul's gospel. I'm so grateful to God how he's bringing this out so intimately, with such emphasis, magnificence. I got to stay with it. Ask God to give you a heart that desires to know the word of God. Do you see how simple that is? Ask him. He said he will withhold nothing good from your life. Ask him in Jesus' name. See, this is his will. He will bring this to us. Lord, give me that desire to know. As in Proverbs 12:1, it says it like this. Whoso loves instruction loves knowledge. But he that hates reproof, that's correction, is brutish. I'll interpret that for you. It means stupid. It's the word of the Lord. And it's the truth. When you're too stiff-necked and too proud to be corrected, you're stupid. And that's the truth. God help me to always want correction in my life. I know if I'm still here, God's still working on me. I know there's more completing and perfecting. I know that there's things by God's grace I'm going to go through that I need that correction. Not to be proud and say, I am right. No, Peter tried that gig, didn't he? And praise be to God, the Lord finally brought him to that point as the Lord was, Peter, do you love me? Well, I sit in church. Peter, do you love me? Well, I've said this and I've done that. I'm just kind of interpreting maybe some of the things that would have gone through my heart as the Lord has done the same thing to me. Peter, do you love me? And finally, all he could say is, Lord, I don't know a thing. I don't know a thing. But Lord, thou knowest. You gave me this heart to love you. Hallelujah! You who are faithful and true will perform the good work which you've begun. Hallelujah! Oh, the champion of my faith. Thank God it's your grace that gives me the faith to believe you. Thank God it's your love that gives me the love to love you. Thank God that, again, you have given me everything. See, brothers and sisters, if we are really going to go into the midst of the throne, I'm talking about, as he says there in Romans 8, hey, you're an heir of God, but I want you to be a joint heir together with me. I want you to rule and to reign jointly with me. Now, you're going to have to suffer with me, but you'll have to understand this message, understand the proposal that we're talking husband and wife here. God's given us that example in our marriages. We suffer together in our marriages. Good marriages. When one hurts, the other even hurts more. Don't know how it works, but it does. When one's sick, that one that's not sick taking care of them, there's even more of an ache. How much more so with Jesus right now? That's what he's bringing us into, isn't it? In the family of God and the children, that's why you ache for your brothers and sisters in Christ to go on, win him, run. Overcome. Don't be defeated. Don't listen to the devil's lies of all the excuses of why you don't go to a meeting that preaches Paul's gospel. Oh, I heard it. I know it. But I'm going to go over here because I like the music, the climbing wall, the deals for the kids. Or maybe I don't like so-and-so in this meeting. Maybe I've got things from the past. I don't know what it might be, but I know the enemy will supply you with anything that he can do to get you out of here, to get you away from the gospel of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He knows that he can't keep a child of God out of heaven, but let me tell you something, he will fight tooth and nail to keep you from God's best. Isn't that wonderful that we know that? See, we're not ignorant of his devices. We understand these things, but the love of God keeps bringing it on. We'll wrap it up, but I do have to tell you. I remember when the Lord first called me to preach, and there was a brother that came in to the office not too long after that. He said, I'd known you from a kid. He said, and you couldn't teach me a thing. And I was so thankful how the Lord encouraged my heart, and it was immediate, not even to think about it. I said, you know what, you're exactly right. I couldn't teach you a thing. And even today, you know what? I can't teach you a thing. But I'm going to tell you something. By Jesus Christ and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, as I told that brother, there might just be a little handful that the Lord allows me to encourage to go boldly and to win him. And to be glorified together with him. And not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Brother Hill said it very clearly to me. And you've heard me say it many times. And I hear it every day. Son, never stop learning. Never stop learning. Neutral you cannot be. You either grow on or you will shrivel up. There's no neutral. There's no gray. It's either growing or shriveling. Apollos chose to be a treasure, shut up to God, as maybe opposed to the famous preacher to the multitudes. And you think about what God did in that sweet life. He made him an apostle. As Brother Paul even spoke of him, he said, I planted, Apollos watered. Can you imagine him saying that about you? And God gives the increase. He submitted to Paul's gospel. He stayed with it. And praise be to God by his grace. One day soon, a trumpet's going to sound.
And the dead in Christ going to rise. And I don't know, as Brother Hill used to say, I might be walking around that office, I might be walking around my house, and I might see the likes of an Apollos and a Paul and a Sister Bodie and a Brother Copley and a Brother Hill and so many others. And I know there's not going to be time to say, let's go. But oh, what a gathering it's going to be. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for this time. Thank you for your truth. Lord, thank you that your Spirit so inspires us to go on. Thank you again, God, for the refreshing that we've had this morning. God, you do. We're in a dry and thirsty land, but oh, the oasis that's in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God, that you've allowed us to take that cup this morning, the cup of salvation, and to drink even more. Lord, encourage your people, Lord, throughout the week if you tarry. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.